I don't know if this is this on. Am I on?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
I don't know if I could make it through the service without crying myself. I can't promise that I will, because I love the Lord, and I love everybody here. And there's only two things I'm interested in my life, two things only, and that's what drives me. I do many other things, but these are the two things that drive me. I want to see people come to know God more than anything in the world. I want to see people come to know God, because if they come to know God, then they can be loved by God and they can fulfill their purpose in God, because there's nothing else in the world that matters more than that. There's nothing that matters more than receiving Jesus in your heart. And then once you receive him and walk with him, then the whole point is for him to change our life, for him to change our destiny, and for him to fulfill the purpose that he has for us in our lives. And those are the two things that drive me. How those come out in all kinds of different ways. I speak, I play, I write articles, I minister, but my priority are those two things. So today, that's what I want to do for you and with you, is to just share what God put on my heart to touch your lives and change your lives. We live in a world today that's very, it's a lost generation.
Yes.
People are so lost. People are so confused about who they are and what they are. And there's so many false values and false ideals in the world. And I think more than ever before, people just don't know who they are. And you can't know who you are until you know whose you are. In other words, we can't. Our identity can't be in things like things that change all the time. Our identity can't be in our good looks, because eventually, if you're good looking, it's going to fade. It's just a reality. So your identity can't be in that. Your identity can't be in that you're not good looking, because that's going to change anyway when you die. Your identity can't be in how much money we have. Our identity can't be in our career, in our position in life. Your identity can't even be in your ethnicity, whether you're black, white, Mexican, Filipino, because that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Because we're all children of God.
Right.
We're all the same in God's eyes. He just makes people diverse amongst the earth, that we all look different, so we don't all look the same. It'd be boring if everybody looked like you guys. No, I'm kidding. I mean, it'd be boring if we all looked the same, right?
Right.
But so much in life, we're all trying to identify, you know, with, well, I'm part of this gang, or I'm part of this group, or I'm part of this club, or I'm part of this denomination, or whatever. And that's all rubbish, because at the end of the day, we're all just people.
Correct.
We're all just people in need of God's love. And today, there's so many people that are just, they wrap themselves up in those things. I, for one, was lost in my identity for many, many, many years. Just, you know, if I can be, you know, a successful musician, then my identity could be that. If I could achieve these things, then my identity could be that. And those are things that drove me, but I was putting too much stock in that being my identity. And partially because we don't know who God is. We don't know how great his love is. So we put our identity in these sort of earthly things. I'm going to give you a little analogy that God gave me. Everybody here has heard of Bill Gates, right? I mean, you'd have to be under a rock somewhere to not heard of Bill Gates. Anyway, we know him as probably, you know, at any given day, the richest man in the world. Okay, so let me just put this in earthly terms, because that's the thing that we relate to. So imagine, you know, me and Joe here, we were born twins. We're the sons of Bill Gates. We both have that incredible inheritance as the sons of the richest guy in the world. And we go on a trip somewhere together, maybe when we're little, you know, we go on safari, or we go to the Andes Mountains on some hiking expedition. But Joe gets lost, and somehow he gets lost in the journey, and he's never found again. He gets lost. He doesn't die, but he's lost, and he's never recovered for years and years and years. I, on the other hand, have grown up under my father, Bill Gates. So as I get to a certain age, about 10 or 12, you begin to realize who you are. You begin to realize, wow, I've got incredible favor. My dad is the richest man in the world, and there's nothing that basically I can't do. I can do this, I can do that, I can fulfill this. I got favor everywhere I go because Bill Gates is my father. Bill Gates is also Joe's father, but he has no idea of that. So he goes on and